This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Jennifer Reid, our blog reviewer, is with us this morning. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks.
That's good. So we've got another positive blog today, haven't we?
Yes, I love these. It's called We Heart Life, which is an Australian-based blog created by Carly Lloyd in July 2010.
Okay, so fairly recent then.
Yeah. Carly's aim is to use this blog as an avenue to promote day-to-day happiness. And she actually has a team of 13 other contributors with the same sort of aim, to inspire women of all ages to live and love the life that they have right now.
Yeah, that's really interesting, the idea of having, a team effort. Well, let's start with Carly. Who is she and why did she start the blog?
Well, Carly is 23 years old and she's an early childhood teacher who works in a childcare centre, and she loves working with kids. And she started the blog because she found that there was just far too much negativity on the internet and in life. And she said she realises that it's good to understand and reflect upon the negative moments that life throws at us, but she feels that it's also great to recognise the positive. And she believes that women especially don't do this enough in their daily lives.
Okay, and who are the other 13 contributors, or where did they come from?
Carly actually specifically sought a lot of them out via their own individual blogs that she was following, but others she just found by posting an ad on Twitter and Facebook, so that was really handy, and they just responded to that, and yeah.
So what's the idea behind having so many different contributors?
She basically has the opinion that everyone has something to offer, and I agree with that, and I think that because there are different areas that her contributors specialise in, there's a real wealth of knowledge on the blog. So the different categories include interior design, health and beauty, fitness, food, finance, parenting, travel, and art. Like, there's just heaps.
So she's got a specific person to write on the topic. So this person's the travel writer and this person's the health writer. Well, that's interesting. It's more like a magazine then, isn't it?
It is. It's really, like, there's just a huge amount of information. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so what sort of stuff do they cover then?
Well, Carly herself blogs a lot about body image and learning to love yourself, which she actually says stems from the critical self-image she had in the past. In one of her recent posts, Carly encourages us to try to find at least one positive thing about ourselves to be happy with.
We should be able to do that, shouldn't we?
I know. She said so many women try to compare themselves with the airbrushed perfection we see in magazines, but this isn't realistic, as we all know. And Carly believes that it's really important that we love who we are. And generally at We Heart Life, they're more interested in optimising health than perfection. And so Amanda, who is the fitness writer, encourages, you know, fitness in terms of, in a recent post, basically she talked about what to look for in a gym membership. So she gives some great tips on, you know, how to get value for money in that area. And she also wrote a fantastic post giving lots of ideas on how we can get fit by having fun like we used to as kids. And I really love this. She reminds us that we can have a good time with different activities like hula hooping and skipping and 10-pin bowling and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Yeah. Okay. Give us a couple more little tastes of things that are on there.
Well, Ree is a creative arts and interior design writer. So she believes that art is a wonderful way of expressing yourself and believes that it adds more of a personal touch to your home when you create your own artworks. So in one of her recent posts, she gives us step-by-step instructions for a simple but very beautiful piece of art using some colourful paper, scissors and glue. So some really simple things, but she makes it look quite easy. And she also gives some really good tips on taking better photographs, which I learned a lot from.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Especially for people who are trying to blog and take their own photos.
Exactly.
And so what do you like most about this blog? It sounds like there's quite a diversity of, you know, as you mentioned, there's design and art and there's travel and there's fitness. What do you love about it?
Yeah, well, Katrina, I just love the positivity that shines through in the blog. It's so refreshing. And one of the contributors who specialises in handmade crafts is actually a Christian. Her name's Talia. And in her biography on the blog, she says that she could not live without Jesus. And I love that she's so open about her faith. And it doesn't surprise me that there is a Christian in the mix, because it is just a really lovely and positive blog. And the overall tone of the blog is really chatty and interactive as well. So there's a lot of open and friendly communication going on with the contributors actually asking their readers questions.
So it's quite conversational.
Yeah, asking them to comment. And I really liked that. And there is a lot of that going on. So
Jen, if you had to choose one thing as your sort of favourite section, I know you said there's all these different parts, what's the best bit for you?
Okay, that's really hard because I love the whole thing.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose one, it's called Happy Moments. So each Sunday, one of the writers goes through and lists their happy moments from the week. And the purpose of that was simply just to spread some positivity around. And to give you an example, Lucy recently wrote these things that made her happy. So I'll just read these out. Her shiny, clean car, her family making her laugh, meeting a friend for lunch, and trying out new recipes and succeeding. So they're just simple things that Lucy listed, but I think it's the simple things in life that can bring us so much joy if we let them. So, yeah, it just reminds me of all the simple things in my week that make me happy.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, well, thanks for telling us a bit about it. We Heart Life. What's the URL, Jen?
Yes, it's weheartlife.com. And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifelikeacupcake.blogspot.com.
Okay, well, enjoy your happy moments, Jen.
Thank you too, Katrina.
See ya.
Bye.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.